SpaceX will try again today. The bizjet market has bottomed out, and Russian investigators begin their look into a triple engine out on an airliner. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, December 8, 2010. SpaceX says it will try again today to launch the Falcon 9 rocket standing at Cape Canaveral in a launch window that opens at 9 a.m. and lasts till 12:22 p.m. Eastern Time. The three-and-a-half-hour mission will, if successful, include two complete Earth orbits by the Dragon spacecraft and a successful splashdown in the Pacific Ocean. Company President Gwynn Shotwell was asked by Central Florida's News 13 TV for the odds of a successful mission. She responded, quote, "If I want to have a cloud over my head, I'd put the success at 70%, given we put the first Falcon 9 to orbit on its maiden flight. It isn't any lower than 70, unquote. ANN's Jim Campbell plans to be there, so we'll keep you posted. Forecast International's latest look ahead at the bizjet market projects a need for more than 11,000 aircraft through the year 2019, but predicts the sales decline that began in 2008 will continue through 2011. FI says recovery in overall business jet build rates will not occur until 2012. Fractionals, which were becoming an increasing factor in sales before the 2008 dip, are starting to pick up, but analyst Ray Jaworowski explains, quote, "The focus of many fractional providers is on improving operations, reducing costs, and consolidating aircraft fleets," unquote. FI projects the top three manufacturers measured in unit production during the decade will be Cessna, Embraer, and Bombardier. Measured in terms of the monetary value of production, the top three will be Gulfstream, Bombardier, and Dassault. Dassault's Falcon 2000 LX has been granted approval for arrivals and departures at the challenging London City Airport in England. European-registered Falcon 2000 LXs can now connect London City nonstop with all of Europe, including Moscow. Dassault is currently developing a program to gain FAA steep approach certification, which will also allow American-registered aircraft to operate at London City. In order to use London City's notoriously short runway, Dassault developed an autobrake feature that reduces landing distances by as much as 300 feet on steep approaches. London City requires a glide slope of 5.5 degrees, as opposed to the standard 3 degrees. The plane also had to meet tough noise standards for that airport. Russian investigators have begun looking at the Tupolev Tu-154 airliner that broke apart after a dead-stick landing and skid off a runway on Saturday. Two of the three engines on the Russian-built airliner reportedly failed shortly after takeoff, and the third went out during approach. Part of the plane's landing gear reportedly collapsed during an emergency landing. The aircraft broke into three parts. Two people were killed, and some reports indicate as many as 90 were injured. Media sources, including The Blaze, report that the airliner belonged to Dagestan Airlines. It had departed Vnukovo en route to Makhachkala in the Dagestan region of southern Russia. There were conflicting media reports concerning the number of people on board the aircraft and the number of injured. Up next on ANN, Spain imposes the equivalent of martial law in a labor dispute. SPIA to Boeing, use Dreamliner delays to reassess outsourcing. And the IAM negotiates an orderly plant shutdown in Connecticut. You're listening to Aero News.
Now, another moment of freedom from Cirrus Aircraft. Freedom through safety. Perhaps the ultimate freedom is confidence, assurance, and peace of mind. We design it into every personal aircraft we build. It's the security that comes with knowing you're flying the plane with a parachute. The breakthrough concept that launched the Cirrus phenomenon.
Piperjet.
Hypersport.
Piper Match.
Global Expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for December 8th. I'm Paul Plack. For the first time in its history as a democracy, Spain's government had to resort to a declaration of a state of alarm last weekend to break up a wildcat strike by air traffic controllers. The disruption during a busy holiday period was a protest over plans to cut the pay of controllers, who in Spain reportedly earn an average per year of $470,000 U.S., with some earning up to $1.2 million a year. The New York Times reported Madrid and other airports in Spain were closed by the strike, causing cancellation of 4,300 flights and affecting more than 500,000 passengers. The military was called in to take control of airport towers, and civilian controllers were told they faced prosecution if they failed to return to work immediately. Pilots and controllers have threatened another strike before Christmas, but Spanish Deputy Prime Minister Alfredo Perez Rubalcaba says lessons learned from last weekend will prevent a repeat later this month. SPEA, the Society of Professional Engineering Employees in Aerospace, IFPTE Local 2001, says the latest delay in Boeing's 787 Dreamliner program is an opportunity for the company to reevaluate its outsourcing strategy and return to the engineering roots that the union says built past success. A fire in an electrical panel produced by Hamilton Sundstrand is causing the seventh delay in the first delivery to All Nippon Airways, and added insult to injury when it happened aboard a plane painted in ANA livery. Boeing recently announced plans to hire contract pilots to do some customer training and airplane deliveries. Boeing company pilots recently voted to come into SPEA as a new bargaining unit. Ray Goforth, SPEA executive director, shakes his head. Quote, "The rest of Boeing is busy reversing their 787 outsourcing mistakes. It's bewildering to see Boeing risking its reputation yet again by laying off their own experienced pilots and replacing them with temps. We hope the company reconsiders this decision," unquote. Members of three locals of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers have ratified a new 3-year contract agreement covering more than 3,400 employees at Pratt & Whitney in Middletown, East Hartford, and Cheshire, Connecticut. As part of the agreement, the Cheshire facility and Connecticut airfoil repair operations will close in the coming year. A plant closure agreement has been negotiated in an effort to ease the disruption to employees' lives. David Hess, president of Pratt & Whitney, said of the negotiations, quote, "We had very difficult issues on the table. In the end, we worked together to deliver a new contract that treats our employees fairly and helps secure the company's future competitiveness. This is a good outcome for Pratt & Whitney and our employees," unquote. Still ahead, holiday shopping for a good cause is underway on eBay. The F-136 engine reaches another milestone. And we control the vertical. We control the horizontal. There is nothing wrong with your set. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, December 8th. I'm Paul Plack. If you're just now getting around to considering gift purchases for that special aviation enthusiast, there's an auction underway on eBay you might want to look in on. Dozens of aviation vendors stepped up to provide items for Angel Flight Southeast's first annual aviation charity auction, with items ranging from high-end headsets to left seat time in a DC-3. You'll find GPS receivers, VHF radios, aviation flashlights, aircraft landing and taxi lights, seaplane rating vouchers, aviator sunglasses, aerial photography, aerobatic plane rides, and front seat time in a Stearman. Items will have a 7-day runtime on eBay from the date they're listed, and 100% of the proceeds benefit Angel Flight Southeast. You can find more details at www.angelflightauction.org. The GE Rolls-Royce team developing an alternative and, so far, unpurchased engine for the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter says it has passed a major test goal for 2010, launching tests on a sixth new F-136 engine. The test team has also run a full propulsion system for the first time with the common hardware for short takeoff vertical landing operation. The F-136 team has compiled more than 850 test hours in 2010, with a goal of reaching 1,000 hours by year's end. Four F-136 engines at three locations are testing concurrently for the first time. The Pentagon has repeatedly told the companies and Congress it doesn't want the engine, but lawmakers hungry to spend money on jobs in their districts have been keeping the development program alive. Pratt & Whitney's F-135 engine won the contract, and is planned for use in all F-35 variants. GE and Rolls decided in 2005 to resize the F-136 engine with a larger core and higher flow fan, and say the engine will enter production with cooler running temperatures than its competitor, which the team says will translate into a long-term maintenance cost advantage as high as 25%. They also claim a thrust margin of 15% above spec, even accounting for the compromises induced by installation in an aircraft fuselage. And finally today, blogger David Pardo is a former FAA attorney and has attracted attention from the agency for his claims that he was fired for disclosing what he called violations of law and abuses by FAA officials at the Office of Chief Counsel. Pardo now says his blog has been blocked from access on FAA computers. He's sent us a screenshot of an automated message informing the user that the site is now restricted because it falls, quote, into certain categories not considered necessary for conducting agency business, unquote. It's not clear how smart it would be for FAA employees to rat out the agency on a computer from work, especially given what's happening now to the WikiLeaks guy. But now they can't even take a look on their lunch hour. Pardo observes, quote, I guess I hit a nerve with management, unquote. In these days, when 13-year-old Russians can seemingly steal your credit card info at will over the web, and hackers can disrupt sites they don't like on a whim, you may have worried that all sources of edgy criticism could be at risk. Well, we at ANN want to assure you that we're hardened against such interference. For example, you might think that all the coverage of the body scanner debate might have the TSA looking to shut us down. Well, I say let the big bad TSA do its worst. If big sis...
We are controlling transmission. Sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear.
Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, as SpaceX appears poised to celebrate a major triumph, we'll revisit founder and CEO Elon Musk's thoughts on the future as recorded in late 2007. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.